the book of Matthew. The New Testament book of Matthew presents Jesus as the Jewish Messiah sent by God to fulfill Old Testament prophecy. Overview. The Gospel of Matthew serves as a transition that connects the story of the Old Testament with the story of the New Testament, helping us understand how the life and teaching of Jesus built on what had come before. Although written to a Jewish audience and a Jewish Christian readership, this book has a universal outlook. With these connections in mind, pay close attention as Matthew gives a clear picture and description of the reasons, mission, and methods of Jesus. We will hear him as he speaks the word so the world may hear. We will see his works, and the world may marvel at his wonders. And we will see him send his workers, so the many will come. This book gives us the blueprint to God's method of perfecting his creation in preparation for the end of the age, and it gives us his eternal plan by way of his Son, and points to the revelation of the mystery of Christ Jesus. Grouping, Gospels. Author, Matthew, also called Levi. Timeline, early church period after Christ's resurrection, between a D50 and a D70. Genre, narrative. Original language, Greek. Audience, Greek-speaking Jewish Christians. Introduction. The purpose of this study and commentary, first, is for us, as his disciples and followers, to learn to walk in the steps of Jesus. We have been commissioned and sent into all the world to make disciples. We are to tell people about him. We are to teach them to obey his words and to baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. The book of Matthew presents us with the model and methods of Jesus, which are to be our models and methods in order to accomplish our mission. Secondly, the purpose of this study is to concurrently seek and find the prophetic words of Jesus in order to pursue and apply them to our lives. This task and exercise will lead us to call on and to walk in the Holy Spirit with his guidance and power. Finally, Jesus has told us we are to do the works he has done and greater works than these, as he has gone to the Father. If you are wondering about these works, you are not alone. The crowds that followed Jesus also asked, "What are we to do, so that we may habitually be doing the works of God?" Jesus answered, "This is the work of God, that you believe, that is, to adhere to, trust in, rely on, and have faith in the one whom he has sent." See John 6:28 and 29. It is by this method, walking by faith in the prophetic, that we are prepared and empowered to allow God to do his works and even greater works through our mortal bodies and through our lives. Please note, the entire book of Matthew is the breathed word of God, and all of it is important. That's it. Chapters 1 through 3 establish the lineage of Jesus the Christ, the birth of Jesus, the announcement of Jesus, and the baptism of Jesus. This may seem tedious at times, but is the vital groundwork, not to just know about him, but to actually know him. Chapters 4 through 28 give us the model, the mission, the purpose, and the plan of God, through his Son, Jesus, as the Anointed One, to bring the good news of hope and the way of salvation to the world. This is the exciting teachings and demonstration of the power of God. Chapters 4 through 28 also give us our mission, purpose, and plan. We, the body of Christ, must be obedient and available for him to do his works through us until the end of the age. This is where we intentionally intersect with the person and the power of Jesus. This is where you and I get personally involved, following Jesus. Please read the chapters and the commentaries carefully. Study them diligently and pray and meditate on them deeply. This is the way. Now, the book of Matthew, chapter 1. The genealogy of Jesus and the conception of Jesus. The genealogy of Jesus the Messiah. Matthew 1, 1. The record of the genealogy of Jesus the Messiah, the son and descendant of David, the son and descendant of Abraham. Verse 2. Abraham was the father of Isaac, Isaac the father of Jacob, and Jacob the father of Judah and his brothers, who became the 12 tribes of Israel. Verse 3. Judah was the father of Perez and Zerah by Tamar. Perez was the father of Hezron, and Hezron the father of Ram. Verse 4. Ram was the father of Amminadab, Amminadab the father of Nahshon, and Nahshon the father of Salmon. Verse 5. Salmon was the father of Boaz by Rahab. Boaz was the father of Obed by Ruth, and Obed the father of Jesse. Verse 6, Jesse was the father of David the king. David was the father of Solomon by Bathsheba, who had been the wife of Uriah. Verse 7, Solomon was the father of Rehoboam, Rehoboam the father of Abijah, and Abijah the father of Asa. Verse 8, Asa was the father of Jehoshaphat, Jehoshaphat the father of Joram, and Joram the father of Uzziah. Verse 9. Uzziah was the father of Jotham, Jotham the father of Ahaz, and Ahaz the father of Hezekiah. Verse 10. Hezekiah was the father of Manasseh, Manasseh the father of Ammon, and Ammon the father of Josiah. Verse 11. Josiah became the father of Jeconiah, also called Kaniah and Jehoiachin and his brothers, at the time of the deportation exile to Babylon. Verse 12. After the deportation to Babylon, Jeconiah became the father of Shealtiel, and Shealtiel the father of Zerubbabel. Verse 13. Zerubbabel was the father of Abihud, Abihud the father of Eliakim, and Eliakim the father of Azar. Verse 14. Azar was the father of Zadok, Zadok the father of Achim, and Achim the father of Eliud. Verse 15. Eliud was the father of Eleazar, Eleazar the father of Matthan, and Matthan the father of Jacob. Verse 16. Jacob was the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, by whom Jesus was born, who is called the Messiah, the Christ. Verse 17. So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14. From David to the Babylonian deportation exile, 14 generations. And from the Babylonian deportation to the Messiah, 14 generations. Commentary break. You might wonder about the significance of the lineage of Jesus. You can find hundreds of commentaries on this matter, some of which go into such academic detail as to lose their meaning. However, the lineage of Jesus is important, if not helpful, to know. Rather than answer here, and in order to help answer this important question, I will offer an interesting and entertaining video presentation produced by the Bible Project on the genealogy of Jesus the Messiah. Click the foregoing link, then look on the left side of the web page and select number 1, the genealogy of Jesus the Messiah. Play the video. End commentary break. Conception and birth of Jesus. Verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child by the power of the Holy Spirit. Verse 19. And Joseph, her promised husband, being a just and righteous man, and not wanting to expose her publicly to shame, planned to send her away and divorce her quietly. Verse 20. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, descendant of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child who has been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. Verse 21. She will give birth to a son, and you shall name him Jesus, meaning, the Lord is salvation, for he will save his people from their sins. Verse 22. All this happened in order to fulfill what the Lord had spoken through the prophet Isaiah. Verse 23. Behold, the virgin shall be with child and give birth to a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which, when translated, means God with us. Verse 24. Then Joseph awoke from his sleep and did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and he took Mary to his home as his wife. Verse 25. But he kept her a virgin until she had given birth to a son, her firstborn child, and he named him Jesus, meaning, the Lord is salvation. Commentary break. The account of this remarkable event has been told and retold innumerable times, repeated so many times that it has perhaps become rote in many minds. But this is the central and pivotal event in Messianic prophetic scriptures, and it has come to pass. Isaiah 7:14 was written around 2,750 years ago and prophesied the virgin birth of Jesus as the coming Messiah. This is the one seminal event of the 450 prophecies written about him that have come to pass. The odds are 1 to 10 to the 157th power. Written out, that is the numerical 100, followed by 52 sets of zeros. These are the odds against, yes, against, Jesus Christ having fulfilled just 48 of the over 450 prophecies written about him. In order to give you some perspective, electrons are very small objects. They're smaller than atoms. It would take 2.5 × 10⁻⁵ of them, laid side by side, to make 1 inch. Even if we counted 250 of these electrons each minute and counted day and night, it would still take 19 million years just to count a line of electrons 1 inch long. 19 million years. Read that again, please. Why is that significant? It is significant because it gives us evidence that the Bible is true and correct when it says that Christ Jesus came to earth and is the Savior of the world. It gives you evidence, if you choose to pay attention, that your life can be eternal with the only life source which gives eternal peace, safety, security, joy, and fulfillment the universe has ever known or ever will know. Just think about it. It is a scientific and a mathematical impossibility that has come to pass. And speaking of science, scientific theory. A scientific theory is an explanation of an aspect of the natural world and universe that can be repeatedly tested and corroborated in accordance with the scientific method, using accepted protocols of observation, measurement, and evaluation of results. Where possible, some theories are tested under controlled conditions in an experiment. In circumstances not amenable to experimental testing, theories are evaluated through principles of abductive reasoning. Established scientific theories have withstood rigorous scrutiny and embody scientific knowledge. However, some scientific theories are untested and unprovable by the foregoing definition, such as the theory of parallel universes, dark matter, and dark energy, to name just a few. Science and scientists have suspicion or faith, based on other observations, that this theory is valid or might be valid. Faith. According to Cambridge Dictionary, faith, as a noun, is great trust or confidence in something or someone. This can be the type of faith as expressed by a scientist in a theory. The Bible defines faith in Hebrews 11. 1. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. This kind of faith is observable and measurable in the millions of lives changed for the better. This faith is measurable in the countless lives it has motivated to build schools, hospitals, churches, and any number of other projects and endeavors, too numerable to list, which have improved the lives of billions of people. Put more simply, the biblical definition of faith is trusting in something you cannot explicitly prove by mathematical formulae or by strict scientific standards. However, it could safely be said that this is the type of faith employed by scientists when regarding theories of parallel universes, dark matter, or dark energy. Asking the obvious, why is this important? When it comes to this question, for the sake of time, space on this page, I will defer to an article on the Gospel Coalition webpage. Is Jesus really the virgin-born child in Isaiah 7:14 and commentary break? Next, in chapter 2, we will look at the birth of Jesus and its immediate and dramatic effects as we work our way to his teachings about the way, the truth, the life, and the end of the age, and how we fit into his plan and purpose. Your brother and friend, Mike Young. Next, the book of Matthew, chapter 2, John the Baptist, the baptism of Jesus, Jesus in Galilee, crowds healed. Please bookmark this page or subscribe for future episodes.